just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.
You are now listening to Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That was a brand new track by South Carolina's Washed Out. It's a brand new cassette on the Mirror Universe cassette label. He also has a brand new 12-inch EP coming out through the always amazing Mexican summer label. That should be dropping pretty soon. That cassette you can grab probably right now. You just go to mirroruniverse.blogspot.com to snatch that one up. Still a week of summer left, so I figured I would start the show off with a couple nice summer jams that came out just at the tail end. And this is one of them. This is a brand new one by Pearl Harbor.
Thank you.
That was a brand new one from Real Estate, and New Jersey's Real Estate, consisting of members. Lead singer there was Matt Mondenile, who also does a lot of music under the name DuckTales, who we played here last week and a few weeks before that as well. Quite similar, but without the formal song structure. It definitely has a beach vibe, the DuckTales stuff does. That's an unreleased track there, though they do have a lot of stuff coming out, 12-inch on Woods' and a 12-inch coming out on Mexican Summer. Now, speaking of Mexican Summer, just ahead of that was a brand new track from Pearl Harbor, who will also have a brand new 12-inch on the Mexican Summer label, and ahead of that was Washed Out with Feel It All Around. It's a brand new one on the Mirror Universe cassette label. That track may also be on the Mexican Summer 12-inch that's coming out as well. Little spotlight on that great label. We also have a spotlight coming up later on Belgium's Slow Tapes and their psychedelic take on modern music. We also have OHM tickets to give away this week. That'll be a little later, probably around 11 o'clock. Just have to wait for the OHM signal. That's a pair you're going to want to call the station here. I don't actually have the number in front of me. I'll get that to you guys in a bit. But right now we have a new track. It's unreleased as well by a local band called Indian Wars. They're quite good, especially if you're into the current garage rock phase. That's not just sweeping Vancouver, but sweeping, most of the world right now. This is Indian Wars with If You Want Me on Pop Drone CITR 101.9.
Thank you. and the angst in my pants.
We're Betsy's. We're from Portland, Oregon. We got two more songs.
Play a new one.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise. Music that isn't in its right mind.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. Last track there was a Meth Teeth track recorded live at WFMU in New Jersey there. That was taken from a tour-only CD that I grabbed while I saw them down at Summer Bummer there. And ahead of that was a brand new one from Dan Melchor, Undas Menes, the double LP released on the SS label. And then just starting off that little set there was Indian Wars, a local band, unreleased. As far as I know, they don't have anything out, not a CDR or a tape. But it's sounding mighty good. They played a couple shows. I think they have a few more coming up. They are somewhat lighting up the blogosphere right now. A lot of people have kind of mentioned them on some bigger blogs out there, actually. So they're getting some notice. So hopefully they have something coming out in the near future that we can play. Right now we've got a brand new track by Woven Bones, who's been pretty prolific so far this year. He's got about 3 7-inches under his belt already. This one we're about to play was on Needless, but he also has one on Hozak, which was part of their the Hozak Singles Club. And then there's another one on local label Sweet Rot. But coming up next, he's got about an 8-song, 12-inch EP that will be released on Zoo Music from San Diego. But right now, this is Woven Bones with Let It Breathe, taken from his Needless Records 7-inch.
Thank you. The CRTC is asking the public for comments as part of a nationwide review of campus and community radio. That review includes this station. We're asking that you let the CRTC know what local, nonprofit, volunteer-driven radio means to you and your community. Maybe you're a fan of community radio. Maybe you've donated, or maybe you're a volunteer. Then please write to the CRTC and make sure you tell them you support the idea of stable funding for the sector. To submit your comments, visit the website crtc.notlong.com and look for review number 418, the review of campus and community radio. The last day for comments is Friday, October 16th.
You're listening to Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. I'm going to be giving away some Ohm tickets in a few minutes here. You can call the station at 604-822-CITR. Right now I'm going to play a brand new track from the new Ohm record, God is Good, coming out on Drag City in a couple weeks. The Ohm show is coming this Friday. It's at the Biltmore, September 18th. That should be really good. It'll be the first time that Ohm has come to Vancouver. So that should be a well-attended show. I think it's sold out. So we do have a pair to give away. I'm going to play the song from the new album here. So give the station a call, 604-822-CITR. First one to call during the song here gets the tickets.
Out to earth.
It's a brand new track there from Ohm, who will be playing at the Biltmore Cabaret this Friday on the 18th. Congratulations to Brad for winning those tickets. We will see you there for sure. Yeah, that brand new album, I believe, is coming out in the next week or two. It's called God is Good. It's on the Drag City label. There's a slight lineup change. About half the band is gone, considering it's a two-piece. It's would seem like it was would be a huge blow to the band, but it actually sounds about the same as it ever did there. They lost the drummer, and he has been replaced. But they are playing Vancouver for the first time, the Biltmore Cabaret, this Friday. Right now we got a little spotlight on a Belgian label called Slow Tapes. And as I'm sure you imagine, they just do tapes. But unlike a lot of the tape underground, which just kind of rely on the cut and copy Xerox method, Slow Tapes put a lot of work into theirs, and most of the tapes come wrapped in silkscreen sleeves and are adorned with bells and trinkets and all kinds of things. And a lot of them end up going on eBay for about 3 to 4 times the price that you would have bought for them in the first time around. It's released a lot of pretty obscure stuff, a lot of stuff from Belgium and the surrounding countries, lots of stuff from Austria and Germany. But he has released a few things from elsewhere, Expo 70 cassette just recently, which was quite good. And then there was a LSD March side project, Japanese band, that he released very recently as well. He's also released some stuff from Matt Valentine, from MV and EE and the Bummer Road, etc. Right now we got some of the newer ones from some of his neighboring countries. So we're going to be delving into these for about the next 20 minutes, half an hour. This first one here is Von Himmel, group from Germany. Not a whole lot of information. They don't even seem to have a MySpace out there. But this is a brand new track, Von Himmel, on Slow Tapes. If you want to check out some more Slow Tapes action, go to slowtapes.blogspot.com and make sure you add the extra O in slow.
Thank you.
Back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. Last track there was from an Austrian group called Im Jartel. That's taken from their brand new cassette on Slow Tapes from Belgium. And so were the previous tracks before that, including the middle one there, Dream Weapon. It's a sort of a super group from Chicago featuring members of Plastic Crime Wave Sound, A Town and Country, and U.S. Maple. And then starting off that Slow Tapes feature there was Von Himmel, who I believe are from Germany. I can't quite discern much from the liner notes inside there, but I believe they are from Germany. That track was called Sunspots. Again, if you liked what you heard there, you can go to slowtapes.blogspot.com, and that's two O's in slow. Now, right now, we got some new 7-inches here, including a brand new local one by that was just released yesterday. It's a split between two psych, somewhat psych groups from Vancouver here. One's called Anna. The other one is called Solars. Regular listeners should be somewhat familiar with those names. They are now together on a 7-inch self-released, put out on the Soldier Pump label, as they're calling it. It's a beautiful job here. Silkscreen covers, white vinyl, and silkscreened labels, inserts, the whole package there. Quite the document of the Vancouver psych music. The Anna and Solars are actually both supporting some upcoming acts coming through town here. Solars will be actually opening up for the Wooden Ships as they come up from San Francisco for their show at the Anza Club Friday, September 27th. Should be giving away tickets for that next week. That's going to be a good one. It'll be the first time the Wooden Ships have set sail up to Vancouver here. And then Anna will actually be opening up for Nadja at the Rickshaw Theater on Saturday, October 7th, also supported by Vancouver's Empty Love. And that same production company, Tweed Death, who we've mentioned here before, who are putting on both those shows, actually have a couple more shows that are definitely going to be worth checking out, including Blues Control, who are coming up Monday, November 2nd. And that one should be really, really good. That's going to be at Little Mountain Studios. Solars, again, should be opening up for that one, as well as Gross Xmas. And then rounding out the Tweed Death shows for the year. It's also got Magic Markers coming up with Sick Alps. That's Friday, December 18th. They'll be playing with Shearing Pinks. The venue is apparently TBA, but you can keep tabs on that if you go to tweeddeath.com. I believe you can sign up for a newsletter there and get all the information as it arrives, but I'm sure you'll be hearing about it here as it gets closer. But right now, this is a brand new split 7-inch between Anna and Solars. This is going to be the Anna side. Next week, we'll do Solars. So this is Anna with Cognitive Dissonance.
thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
That was a brand new track from Los Angeles' Robe Door. That was going to be released on local label Ketchup Cavern, who have actually been extremely busy in the last couple weeks. He's got 2 LPs coming out from Toronto's Aiden Baker, who will actually be coming to town with his duo Naja. They'll be playing the Rickshaw Theater. I mentioned that earlier today. That'll be Saturday, October 7th, Rickshaw. Luke Meat is freaking out. You didn't know. Yeah, Twee Death. He's bringing Blues Control, Wooden Ships, Magic Markers, Sick Alps, all separately.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah, he's on a roll. He's on a roll right now. So he's also got some LPs coming out. Like I said, that Robe Door 7-inch should be coming out in the next week or so. That's just a test pressing that was sent my way. He's also got a brand new LP by Hamilton's Fossils. We'll be playing that next week. Right now, we're going to end things off with a little bit of the Rita. That's a brand new LP on RRR. This is a little project that he had where he basically grinds a rail that's hooked up to some harsh electronics that's manipulated by a friend. This is a brand new one by the Rita, local Vancouver noise legend on Pop Drone CITR. Up next, we have a noise.